We saw the Gemara on the first daf in the second perek, where the Gemara mentions Alachamishul Chashchita Shehi Adrasa Halad Hagrama VeIkur, and we had in the first perek on daf Tesamad Aleph, I think. Daf Tesamad Aleph, the Gemara says Kula Tininu Alachamishul Chashchita. The Gemara rattles off, and they all appear in Mishnayos. So here this. The Gemara and Laman Amid Beis, right before the Mishnah, is discussing the psul of Chalode. Chalode is in Lamed Beis Amid Aleph in the Mishnayis. It's on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the second Mishnah. Chalode means like a chuldo, like the weasel runs in between the barrels or in between the bushes. So here, I put the knife, I hide the knife in between the simonim, and I cut backwards. So that's the psul of chalod. It makes it a nevela. So the Gemara has a shaila machlekes amaroim. What about chalod tachas haor? Hechlid is a sakin bein simen le simen. He puts the sakin in between the kohen and the veishet. That's the Mishnah. Hechlid is a sakin tachas ha simen sheni paska. That's lamed beis and aleph. That's chalod. And the Gemara points out it doesn't make a difference. But you put the sakin in between the kohen and the veishet, and you cut. Normally, you cut forwards towards the spine, or you cut backwards. In either case, it's going to be a psul of chalodim. But the machlekes amaraim was, what if hechlid is hasak and tachas haor? The or doesn't need the shchita. So maybe the only time it's a psul of chalod is if you put the sak and bein simen le simen. That simen needs shchita, that simen needs shchita. And even ba'of, or you need a shchita on one simon, but still the shchita on the one simon is chal on both simonim. So it's considered as if the both are the simonim, on nitvas and shchita. So the Gemara first starts off, this piece of Gemara on 10 lines from the top, of lamin on the base, amrav yudah marav, by the tiny letter base from the ayim mishpat, hechle le sasak, min simon le simon, psula, tachas ha'or kshera. If you put the sakin under the hide, that's not a problem of chalod, because the hide does need shchita. But then, Amri Bei Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav, the Gemara says a few lines later, 10 lines later, Bei Rav Amri, tachasar eni adeya, by the tiny letter hey. They're not so sure. They hold that maybe if he puts the sakin under the hide, in between the hide and the siman, and maybe that's also misafik, maybe that's also called chalod. So then the Gemara has a suffik, once you say tachasar eni adeya, that may be chalode. So what's a din if tachas hamatlis mahu? What if they put on a tight scarf on the neck and they made it tight? The pashtus is you just put a talus over and you cover the behemoth's head. That's not called chalode. It means if you put a tight scarf around the neck and you stick the knife in between the scarf and the neck and you cut, so that's a sofik in the Gemara, is that chalode. What about tachas tzemem mesubach mahu? So it's also teiku. So that's what if you have a lot of wool on the outside when you put the knife in, so there's a lot of wool separating in between the Aver HaOlam and the knife. So we machmir, that's what the Rishonim say, based on the Gemara, you should scrape off all of the wool on the outside of the neck of the chicken and the outside of the neck of the animal before you start shechting, in order that it shouldn't be a psul of chalod. So then the Gemara had a suffix, what's the din of chalod right before the Mishnah, the last line, this is the famous line, Hechled b'mir tzimonim, mahu teiku? Rapop is he by? What does it mean, hechled b'mir tzimonim? So Rashi gave his famous pshat. He shechted roif kan and roif eshet, and then he continues to shecht the miud basra. He's finished with the shechita already. Then he shechts the miud basra b'chaloda. Does that passel? So that's the Gemara Sofik. And that's how Rashi understood the Gemara Sofik by shia b'mir tzimonim. If he shech, that's the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the top Mishnah, talks about Shehiyah. If he pauses in the middle of the Shechita, so Pashup Shat Shehiyah is a psul because, let's say, if you say Kriyashma and you're sure Kedai Ligmar Skula, Davin Shman Esrei, you blow to Kiyo Shefi, you read the Megillah, you the Kohanim Duchim, whenever you do a mitzvah that takes a certain amount of time. And you pause so long in the middle that you could have done the whole mitzvah from the beginning to the end. Shokadei ligmar skula. Not that I'm up to Sim Shalom and I paused so long I could have finished Sim Shalom. I paused before Sim Shalom so long I could have said the whole Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end. an Adam Beinoni could say. Some people daven very quickly, some people daven very slowly. An Adam Beinoni, an average person, could have said the whole Shema Nesra from the beginning to the end. So the Pashtus is that that's the Psul of Shehir, that when you Shecht, you have to have, everything should be Mitzuraf Yachad, otherwise I declare, just made it in a Veli, just made it a Trefa, by making a Psukas HaGageris on the Kubis HaVeshet. So you have to have, everything should be Mitzuraf Yachad. So Shok Deligma Skula, so there's no Tziruf. That's the simple din of Shehir. If that's the din of Shehir, so then the Rashi doesn't make any sense. What's the problem? Shor Shehir B'miyad Basra. The Gemara has a suffix. Six lines before the second Mishnah. So Rashi learns it means he shechted Rav Kana Rav Eshet, and then he pauses for an hour, and then he shechts the Miyad Basra. Same as Rashi learns over here by the Chalodah. So Tzapela, how can it be? If the whole din of Shehir means that it's Mevatla Tzirv, why should that pose a problem? So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel pointed out. The Gemara had a suffix two lines before that. Boy Rove, Shears Mao Sheit Starfu, by the tiny letter Ches. How can there be a suffix? That's that person, Daven Shema Esrei, and he says, Magen Avraham, and he waits a minute. And then he says, Ata Gibor. Then he finishes the second bracha, Hakel HaKodesh, Machaya Mason. What's the second bracha? Machaya Mason. And he pauses a minute. Then he finishes Hakel HaKadosh, and he pauses a minute. In between each bracha and the next bracha, he pauses a minute. And it doesn't. And there are 19 brachas, so he paused 18 minutes. It doesn't take 18 minutes to say the whole Shema Esrei, but it takes more than 1 minute. So each Shia per se was not Shok Delig Maskula. You add up all the Shias together, 18 minutes is way longer than it takes to say a whole Shema Esrei. So no one in his right mind would ever have such a suffix. Shia is Maisha, it's Tarfu. There's no suffix by Shok Delig Maskula and Kola Tarakula, by Duchening and by Davening Shema Esrei and by Mikra Megillah, by Tkiya Shofar. No one would say that she is my she is tafid. There's no suffix. That's what Yosef Engel points out in Hoitzus Yosef on Yerideya. How can Rava declare such a suffix? So you see from Rava, Rava's misupik, there's a Rava entertains a possibility that she is not only a din that the second half of the shechit does not mitztarfit the first half, that it stands alone. No, it's a paslus. If he shecht b'shehiya, it's a shechita passels the behem, it makes it into an avail. So that suffix of Rava, she is Majid Starfu, is what led up to the way Rashi interpreted the final line of Shah B'miyad Simon and Mahu, maybe even Shia B'miyad Basra. If the Pshat and Shia would have been that there's no tziruf between the first act and the second act, so Shia B'miyad Basra, what's the problem? Obviously, Rashi understood that there's something worse there. That's because of Rava's Ibai, she is Majid Starfu. This is far to say that Shechita B'Shia makes Nevela. So then the Mele Tshaykh to say that Shia B'Miyad Basra would also make Nevela. So that's how Rashi holds. You have to go to Chumrah. And then Rashi, that's the long Rashi on Laman and Beis, then Rashi quotes from Yutes that even Hagrama B'Miyad Basra, even though this Tosfos says, this long Tosfos on Laman and Beis, Tosfos said there's room to argue the point and distinguish to say that Hagrama B'Miyad Basra shouldn't pass. Hagrama means he's shechting shalom amakum shechita. He's shechting too high on the neck or too low on the neck of the corner of the beish. If you shech shalom amakum shechita, that's like cutting off the feet. That's like bapping the animal over the head. Why should that be called the psul b'shechita? So nonetheless, Rashi thinks we should paskin like that svara. The Gemara on Yutes had a machlekes hatanoim, where the shochat shnei shlishim behigrim shlish. Whether Hagrama B'Miyad Basra passels or not. Then the Gemara says, on Yud Ches Amid Aleph, five lines from the bottom, Halachik Rabbi Yosef B'Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't worry about Hagrama B'Miyad Basra. So Rashi says, yeah, that's all you learned there is Daf Yud Ches. Once you proceed, and you learn Lamed Amid Beis, and you learn Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, and you see that Shia B'Miyad Basra was a suffix, and Chalada B'Miyad Basra was a suffix, so Hagrama B'Miyad Basra is also a suffix, you should be machmar on that. Everything, the taker goes on everything. Shine. That's Rashi's sheet. Tosfos is not happy with the Rashi because they quote a Tosefta. They're not so sure whether the Tosefta is binding. Could be that the Chachmei HaGemara didn't know from that Tosefta, so maybe we should ignore it. That's what Tosfos writes back and forth. They're not sure. Maybe we should ignore it. But they say, how can you ignore it? They don't think you should ignore it. They say, it doesn't make any sense. Once you already finished the whole Shechita, the Shechita Kshera, What does it bother you if you do a hagrama or a shir b'mir basra? You cannot pass a lamafreya. So how do they read these two gemaras? Well, what was the suffix by chalad b'mir basra? So Tosis gives two pshat. So the second pshat they give is esnazi pshat Rabbeinu Oishia. Second pshat is the last four lines in Tosis. Rabbeinu Oishia mefarish echlad b'mir simanim. He says like this. If you're shechting from the outside and you cut the skin, if you put the knife underneath the skin before the siman, so that's Amri Bey Rav and Yeshiva Rav, they said any of that, they're mesupik, so we're machmana. You're cutting through and you cut Rav Hakana. Let's say you cut Rav Hakana. So you cut Rav Hakana Ruba Kukuloi. So it's considered as if even the miut of the Kana is also Nishchat. Ruba Kukula is considered as if the miut is Nishchat. So if it's considered as if the miut is Nishchat, after cutting Rav Hakana, I'll take out the knife and stick it in between the miut basra of the kana and the veshet. So since the miut basra is considered kilo nishchat, maybe I should say it doesn't make a chalada. If you didn't shecht anything and you stick the knife hechlet as a sakin bein simen le simen, that's called chalada. But once you shecht the roiv of the simen rishon, whichever simen is first, once you shecht the roiv of that simen, ruba kukuloi, so it's considered maybe as if the miut basra is nishchat already. So if it's considered as if it's nishchat already, maybe it shouldn't constitute chalada when you put the knife in between the miut basra of the simen kama and the second simen. That's how Rabbi Oshia learns the Gemara Sofik.
That's assuming tachas ha'or is not chalada.
Even if you assume tachas ha'or is chalada because the shchita was never chal on the or. Shchita is not chal on the or. But here the shchita, once I shecht from the outside, I shecht the roiv of the first simon, so Ruba Kukula is considered as if the miut basra was also nishchat, kenishchat dami. So if it's considered kila nishchat dami, so maybe then if I put hechlet as a sakam in simon as simon, maybe it shouldn't be considered chalada. That's our Rabbeinu Oishia, Bala Tais. Rabbeinu Oishia learns that was the Gemara Safik, and then he learns that was this, the exact same Safik on Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. What's the din of Shoah b'miut simon ma? What does it mean? He shechted, the Gemara has a klal. If you have a knife that's not so, you're not allowed to do drossa. Drossa means you chop down. Instead of fiddling back and forth, you chop down. So drossa makes it in the veil. You have to cut by fiddling back and forth. Ein v'shachat alo mashchat. Mashach, you have to cut back and forth. So let's say he has a knife that's pretty dull, and he keeps on fiddling back and forth, kol hayom kulo. It's going to take hours and hours till he's going to finish shechting. So the din is as long as each time you're shechting a little bit, you're shechting another mashu, another mashu, another mashu, so that's not called shihi. Shihi is only if there's a pause, during which period of time he's not shechting anything. But if he shechts with the sakan raw means a dull knife, and he only accomplishes to cut a mashu each time he fiddles back and forth, so that's not called shihi. So Rabbeinu Oshia learns that was the Gemara's Ibaya, Alam is Beis Amidalf. He shechts roiv of the first simen, and then he has this sakan roa, shvacha knife, he's fiddling the miyad basa. So do you say, once he shechts the roiv ruba kukula, so the miyad basa is not nitfas and shchita? It's considered kishochadami. So if he's fiddling back and forth, it takes him half an hour to fiddle back and forth to cut the miyad basa of the simen kama, that's an outright shia, because he's wasting time there. That doesn't count for anything. Or do you say, no, Ruba kukula, it's enough if you shecht right, but if you continue to shecht the miyot basra of the simen kama, so that's also nitfas and shchita. So shia b'miyot basra of the simen kama is called a ma'isa shchita. So Rabbeinu Oishia learns that the suffix by shia b'miyot basra is identical with Rapapa's suffix hechlet b'miyot simanim. Hechlet means he cut roiv of the simen kama and then he puts the sakin beneath the miyot basra of the simen kama. And the second simen, the suffix is, maybe it's considered kishochet dami already. Maybe it's considered kishochet, so it doesn't create a psul chalada. Maybe it's considered kishochet, and if I'll keep on fiddling with a sakan roa, with a dull knife, it'll take me half an hour to cut the miut basra of the simen kama, maybe that's not called shchita. Maybe that's shoha b'miut simanim. He does an act of shia, takes me half an hour to shech the miut basra of the simen kama. Or should I say no? Even though roiv is enough, but if you continue to cut, so that is netfas and shchita. So it wouldn't constitute shia. And roiv is enough, but still, if you shecht the miut basra, it will be netfas and shchita. So therefore, it is going to be machlit. That's where Rabbeinu Oshia learns the Pshat in the Gemara Safek. The earlier Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't learn like this Harifa, so in the Rabbeinu Oshia. So he learns a different Pshat. So the Rabbeinu Tam, Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, it's about 20 lines into the Tosfos, on Hechlid, on Laman Amid Beis. So they say, Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, that the Gemara Safek is like this. There was a machlokes Rav and Amri Bei Rav. What's the din of Hechlid Tachas Ha'or? So Rav holds Hechlid Tachas Ha'or doesn't pose a problem of Chalode because the Or doesn't need Shechita. So the din is that the miut of each Siman doesn't need Shechita either. All you need is a Rav. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns that thing more Sufik. If you hold like Rav, that Chalode isn't a problem, Chalode is only a problem Bein Siman Le Siman. Or I shechted the siman rishon and I put the knife behind the siman sheni. That would also not be a problem. Only based siman and siman between two things that need shechita. So he says, if you stick the knife into the siman kama after the miut simon, all you need is that you should shecht roiv. So the miut doesn't need any shechita. So just like the or doesn't need shechita, and according to Rav, or doesn't create chalode. So maybe the miut kama, of the siman kama shouldn't create chalada either, because you don't need shechita on the miut. Just like you didn't need shechita on the or, so you don't need shechita on the miut kama of the siman kama. And maybe hechle b'miut siman should be the same as or. Or maybe I should say no. Even if you hold that by or, it does. Right, like Amri Beirav hold that by or it is the mesupik, it does make a chalode. So he says there's room to argue faket, or even after your shecht is not nitfas and shechita. The shechita is only chala on the kohen and the veishin, it's not chala on the or. So maybe that's why Beirav Amri they hold tachas or and yedeya, it is a psul. But over here, after al shecht arrived, then it's going to be ruba kukul, it'll be considered as if the miut kama was nishchat. So maybe there's room to be mekel. Tachas hechled b'mir tzimon. That's how Rabbeinu Tam explains the Tutz Dodim and the Gemara Sofik. Hechled b'mir tzimon and mahu. There's room to be mekel. There's room to be machmer even according to Rav. Rav holds tachas or is not a psul of shia and not a psul of chaloda. Why? Because the or doesn't need shechita. So should I say the miut kama, a miut of the simon doesn't need shechita either. You only need shechita on the rav. So should I say according to Rav, just like or is not, doesn't create chalode, so miu doesn't create chalode either. Chalode will only be if hechlid with the roiv hasimen. Or should I say no, that even according to Amri Bei Rav, that or does make chalode, because or is not nitvas and shechita. So the or is, after you shecht the simonim, the or is still there. So it turns out that you did a chalode, but after you're going to shecht the roiv, it'll be considered as if the shechita was chal even on the miu. So it'll come out that there was no davar hamachlid. Since Ruba Kukuloi, it's considered as if he shechted the miut, and there was no davar hamachlid. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam reinterpreted the argimor. Then in the Shah B'miut Simon, also he doesn't want to learn like Rashi. He says it's all the Balei HaTosfos gang up against Rashi. They say it's impossible to say like that. That after doing a shechita k'sheira, it should become an avela later on. That's not Shah. So he reinterpreted that gemara also by the Shah B'miut Simon. Okay. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam is machma by everything. Drosa b'miyud basren, chalod b'miyud, hagroma b'miyud basren, everything. All the chamish shel cheshchita, achaliv b'miyud basra, our minig is to be matrif like Rashi, that everything passels b'miyud basra. Then the next Mishnah is talking about drosa. Drosa is if instead of fiddling back and forth, I chop like one chops vegetables. So if you chop straight down, So that's drosa. It's going to be an avela. What happens if he did fiddle a little bit back and forth, but the knife was so sharp, he was pushing more down than he was pushing sideways? So how can he determine he was pushing down more than he was pushing sideways? The knife is very short. The knife hardly has any distance. It's not such a long knife. So obviously he was pushing down. He wasn't fiddling back and forth. The halacha doesn't require hoilach v'hevi. If heilach v'lo hevi, hevi v'lo heilach is also good. But it has to be in such a way that he was fiddling back and forth. So the Mishnah gives a shear which is vague. So the Gemara says you have to have chutz letzavar kemeloy tzavar. So then I know that he was pushing sideways. But if hitas bevasachas, hitas arosh bevasachas, so that's called drasa. So that's a psul. So the Gemara goes into the details. Yeah, the Gemara has the shaila. Maybe drasa is considered mefurish in Torah shebichsav. That's how Rashi on the first daf and the second parik raised the pasuk to lola shavu yegistero. So Rashi gave two pshat, and what does it mean? So the second pshat in Rashi was that maybe chigmiri hilchasa the halach l'moshe mesina and the chomish l'chashchit is really only four of the five. Maybe drasa is pshut to shal mikra because it says v'shachat bein v'shachat elu amashach, the fiddle back and forth. If you do drasa chopping down, maybe chopping up and down instead of cutting sideways, maybe that's a Torah shebichsav. Maybe that's worse than the other chamishul chashchit. So that was Rashi's possibility on the first half and the second parak. The Gemara tells a funny story. Rava used to be boydek arrows. There was one of the contemporary of Rava knew how to shoot arrows in such a way that if birds would be flying in the air, he could shoot the arrow in such a way that it should shecht. It wouldn't be halacha v'havua, it'll only be in one direction, but the arrow was long enough, and the arrow was sharp on the side. So he did a good shechita.
David HaMelech was also an expert at that. Warren Sanhedrin, when he had the Dabyang, he was shooting an arrow to shaft a bird.
Oh yeah?
And the arrow went and tipped over a cone, and Bathsheba was under the cone.
Uh-huh. So the Gemara says here, the Rava used to be biting the arrows for this person. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If he's doing a shechit on a bird, so the halacha requires you have to do kisei hadam. So the Gemara says, he did kisei hadam. So what's the problem? The Gemara says, no, you have to have ofer lemaila v'ofer lemata. And the ofer has to be granulated ofer. So the Gemara says, yeah, the whole valley where he would shecht by these birds that were flying, the whole valley had granulated ofer. Yeah, but the Gemara says, on the fifth line from the top, you need offer la mile of offer la mato, and from the Gemara, the mazman leila offer the kula bixa. He's mazman. What do you mean mazman? So Pashib shot mazman, he saw to it that it would be granulated offer. If you have a big blotch of earth, that's not acceptable for kisei hadam. So Rashi doesn't say like that. The mazman le Rashi says he was mazmino bipe lekach. It sounds from Rashi a chiddush. The Rashi is the seventh line from the top where it says bipe in brackets. He made a declaration in advance, I'm going to shech this bird, and the offer on the ground is going to be the offer lamata. Sachidish, you have to be mazmen bepeh. So in Yeriday, there's a whole machlek of sachreinim, whether Rashi really means that. That's what he sounds like he says. How can you read it otherwise? I don't know. It's a strange Rashi. Why should you need hazmana bepeh? As long as you have offer lamaila, offer lamata should be good enough. When you do the offer lamaila, that's the mitzvah kisei adam. Offer lamata is a condition. You have to have offer lamata.
With respect to Rashi, when it comes to kachim holds, you need bepeh also, right? When it comes to lishma, Rashi requires lishma to be verbal, not just mental.
Yeah, that I can understand.
What?
That I can understand.
Right. So perhaps Rashi held that the concept, what is the whole idea of kisei adam? Kisui Adam is for those things where you can't do, it's supposed to be like an alternative for Shkita in Avodu, right? It comes to Chaya, you can't bring a Korban of a Chaya, or Oath, you don't do Shkita in an Oath, right? Do Malika instead. So maybe the concept of Kisui Adam is supposed to be something that's supposed to be a substitute for the concept of Shkita by Avodu and Kachin, and just like Lishma by Kachin requires verbal, prepare. So maybe Rashi will say the same thing when
the Kisei Adam. The Shaila is, if you would have needed Lishma, who says you need Lishma Bichlal?
By Kisei Adam?
Yeah, if you would say you need, let's say you need Lishma by Tzitzis and by Tfilin,
right,
and by Getz, I can understand. And Rishonim say you need Amira.
Right.
Who says you need Lishma over here at all? When you do the Ofel Amayla, that's the mitzvah. So that you have to have in mind.
Right.
But the Ofel Amata, the Pashtun says that's a Tanai in the mitzvah. The Kisa Melamayla is only Kima mitzvah if there's granulated off of Melamata as well. Mm-hmm. But the Ofer Lamata is placed there before you did the Shechita. So you can't say that that's the haschol of the kima mitzvah. The shechit is machayv you to do the kisei adam. So the pashtus is that preparing the ofel lamata is a tenai, so that when you put the ofel lamailo, that will constitute the kima. So putting the ofel lamata is not a kima mitzvah.
But why do we need? Can I just ask, why do we need
ofel
lamata in the first place?
The gemara learns it from the base be ofer. If it would have said the chisahu offer, means you cover over the dam of the shechita with offer.
So maybe perhaps we could just say it's considered as like one mitzvah. No, it's not that this is a heksher mitzvah, but putting the offer on the top and the offer on the bottom is one package mitzvah. And you only complete it when you put the offer on the top.
Mm. Okay.
Why do you have to be Muslim with the offer on the top?
The offer on top, you have to do that. That is the mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the question. How can you say that putting the offer on melmata is the mitzvah? You didn't even do the shechita yet. How
so
can you say?
Once you do the later part, then the mafre, the whole thing is considered
okay.
The gemara mitzvah of the shechita.
That's another thing. That's Tosfos has later arrived in the gemara. The kisei adam is considered the gemara of the shechita. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yontif quotes from the Rabbeinu Chanan al Beitza that there is a chumra mid the Rabbanon that if you shecht and you didn't do kisei adam, you shouldn't eat the flesh, since you didn't complete the shechita yet. So lechatchila you shouldn't eat the flesh if there's still a chance. The Mishnah has later shochet v'lo yotz adam is shechitosa ksheira. Where is that here? And lami gimel amaral hashech behem mechay v'yof v'lo yotz mehem dam ksheirim. What's the chiddush? So Tosfos says the chiddush is you shouldn't think. You shouldn't think that the animal was a nevela or something, that the blood wasn't circulating. How can it be that dam didn't come out? But it could be also included in the chiddush is in the Mishnah that kisa adam is not miyakev. It says behema chay v'yoyf. There is no kisa adam by behema, but by chay v'yoyf. So the chiddush by all three is that you don't assume that the animal was dead already before he did the shechita. Shechita is not chal on a dead animal. If the blood circulation stopped before the shechita, that means the animal is dead, so the shechita wouldn't be chal. But it could be that it has the added chiddush that by chay v'yoyif, even though the kisa adam is a gemara of the shechita, that's what Tosfos shows from the gemara on the top of, where is it?
Pei
on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos. It's a gemara of the shechita, but it's not me'akev. If shochet v'leyatz mem dam is kosher, it's not me'akev. Yeah, so I'm a chiddush dika Rashi here, that you need bepeh if he really means it.
And so you would say, based on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Tosfos, I mean the Mishnah there, that Kisei Adam is not Me'akev?
Yeah, for sure Kisei Adam is not Me'akev. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbeinu Chanan and Beitza on the first parak. if the Dam is there, if there is Dam, and you can do Kisei Adam, but let's say it's Yontif and you don't have granulated offers, you have to wait till after Havdalah to grind them some offer, to put off on the mile of offer Lamata. So then he says, L'chatchili shouldn't eat the flesh. So you wait till after Yontif, and then you do the Kisei Adam. If it's possible to do Kisei Adam, so L'chatchili we say the Shechita is not completed till after you do the Kisei Adam. Okay. So he did wrong. He shouldn't have shechted. The Mishnah says you shouldn't shecht unless you have offer Tichuach prepared Mibod Yom. And if he did shecht and he doesn't have offer tichuach prepared, so he should wait till after Avdallah. He did wrong. He should wait till after Avdallah to do the kisei adam. Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara just has details about how long the sakan has to be. Shochtim know how long it has to be. Okay. So the next Mishnah we already had in the first parak. The first Mishnah said if you have a cherushet of a katan shechting, they don't have namonis. If shochet beinola beinatzma, they don't have namonis. But if there's a gadol watching, so then the Mishnah says shechitasim ksheira, it's good. Aye, but the Rava points out in the first parak the cheresh otvakotna ala b'nei deyaninu. So obviously when they shecht it's going to be shechita b'li kavana. It's a la barda. So he says so Rava said you see from that Mishnah opening Mishnah mesichta shechita does need kavana. So Rava makes the same comment on this Mishnah also. That's what the Gemara asks, why did Rava make the same comment on two Mishnahs? Our Mishnah says, I put the knife down, and then the wind is blowing, and the wind blows the knife, and the knife happened to fall on a chaya or a behema or a knife, and it didn't shechita kedark, it did a proper shechita. Quite a wind. Must have been quite a wind. So the Mishnah says it's no good because you lack ker gavra. That's what this Mishnah says. You need ker gavra shenema, zavachta v'chalta ma'ashata zaveh hatoecho. It's this Mishnah that the Taisvis and the Rosh added on. You have to be a Bar Zvicha. If you're not a Bar Zvicha, then the Shechita is not valid. It's a takeoff. Taisvis and the Rosh have an extension of the din of Kler Gav. So Rava makes a comment in the Gemara, time at the North Lord, there was no Kler Gav at all. But if it would have been Hepila, Kshera, so this Mishnah is saying the same as the first Mishnah, that Shechita does need Kavon. And that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. The Tani Yoshi is Zira, the Mincha
Varaya. What daf are you reading
right now? I'm reading Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, after the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you need Kerach Gavra, based on the Pasuk, V'zavachta v'chalta mashata zaveach. And then Tosis and the Rosh took this Mishnah, and they said, Ahemshech of the din of Kerach Gavra is that it has to be a Bar Zvicha. But it's based on this Mishnah. The Mishnah makes a drasha v'zavachta v'chalta ma'ashat zaveh hatoich and you need kerach gavra. So Tosfos says the kerach gavra has to be a gavra who's a bar hochi, a bar zvicha. And the Rambam had it a different shita. So Rava makes the same comment on this Mishnah as he made on the opening Mishnah. The Gemara asks, why did he have to make the same comment on two Mishnahs? He said the same thing twice. The Rava quotes a brisa, Tani Yoshi Ozir de min chavraya. Raboshi was the youngest from the whole chabur in the base medrash. And he, that's Zirid Min Chavraya. And he quoted that there's a Braisa that has a Machlokes HaTanaim. Rav Nosson says that Shechita doesn't need Kavana at all. He throws a knife to bounce against the wall and it bounces back and it does a Shechita and it's Goyach Gavra, everything is fine. With Chachamim Poslim, he didn't have Kavana at all for Chaticha Simon. Hutonin Lo Bo'amelo, Rava is the one who quoted this Braisa and he says, Halachik Rav Nosson, that we pass on like Rav Nosson. So Rava says, you have the Mishnah here is Meduyak like Rav Nosson, only Nofla Sakin, the Shochta, but if it would have been Zorakas Sakin, even though you had no Kavana L'Shechita at all, had no Kavanas Chaticha Simonim at all, so then the Shechita would have been going to have the same comment on the opening Mishnah, the Cherishot V'Kot, and La B'nei Deir. So the Gemara asks, V'hamor Rav Chodazimna, Rav pointed it out already, that we pass on like Rav Nosson. He said it on the first Mishnah. And for the Gemara, no, Tzricha. I need the both members of Rav on the both Mishnayas, that if you would only tell me the comment on the first Mishnah, true, the Cherishot to the Kotna Lad Ben Eideya, Al Pidin, they don't have Das, but they can have Kavanah. He is Mechavin to Shech to Simonim. Al Pidin, it doesn't count. But over here, the Bamash, there's no Kavanah at all. Nafla Sakin, if it would have been Hepilo, do me the Nafla, there's no Kavanah Chaticha Simonim at all. So one could have said that here, it's worse than a Cherishot to the Kotna. Or V'yashmin HaHach, if you only have this Mishnah, I would have said, if he pila, but at least the person who threw the knife was a godel, he was a gavra bar das, dasim mikarach bar das. But over there, the cherish out of the cotton is bechlam mufka from das, he's a la bar das. So that's why Rabbi had to tell me both dinim. Then the Gemara quotes that this machloikas, Rab Nosson and Achachamim.
Wait, this halacha of kavana, is that the same as lishma or not?
No, no. It's not the same as lishma.
Then what is the makor in the Torah that requires to have kavanah for shechita?
Oh, so that's the Gemarish tells tzu the shaila if a person is toivel at a mikveh. Now there's a machlokes hatanaim whether tefila bizman a mitzvah, a tefila bizman a la mitzvah. So that's b'shilul and b'shama. You have mishnayos b'shia b'shama. Say sometimes it's a suffix. The woman doesn't remember she's a toy. She doesn't remember she had a baby boy, baby girl, she's a nida, zava, yaleda. She doesn't remember anything. She has total amnesia. So Beishamai hold in a certain case, there's a mitzvah to be toyvel at the first available opportunity, tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, and sofik deraisa l'chumer. So if you're not sure whether today or tonight or tomorrow morning or tomorrow night, you're not sure, so you should be toyvel every time. So Beishamai have a case that sometimes you have to go to mikvah 95 times. You don't know for sure that you're Torah till after the 95th time. And Basilil disagree 35 times. And we don't paskin like it. Most of the Rishonim paskin like neither. You only go to mikvah the last time. Daila tefillah b'achrena. You don't gain anything by going to mikvah all these times because misafik, she's still tameya. And there is no such din that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. And Bisham and Basilil hold that there is. Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. So in order, if you hold that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you'll have a machloikas hatanaim and a machloikas in shulchan aruch, whether mitzvah tzichos kavana, mitzvah ain't tzichos kavana. When a person does a mitzvah, he has to be aware that such a mitzvah exists. If the person never heard of the mitzvah matzah, he ate matzah on Pesach night, he does know today's Pesach, he does know that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So then, l'chol ha'deis, that's mamish mesasik, that's how they run. And Rosh Hashanah says that's called mesasik, and for sure he's not yotzen. But what if the person knows today this Pesach and he knows that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, but he knows you have to eat matzah in the middle of the Seder, whole Agadah, you don't just eat matzah like this. And a kafur parsim, a nochri comes by the God, he says, you eat the matzah or I shoot you. He says, okay, I'm going to eat the matzah. He didn't really have a mind to be out to the mitzvah of matzah. He thought he's going to have a chance later to probably the whole Seder. Then he didn't have a chance later. Does he have to go out of his way to eat matzah again? Or did he say he was yotzei the first time? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So if you should assume that tefillah bizman a mitzvah and you want to discuss are you yotzei the mitzvah, so you'll have a machlokes hatanoim whether mitzvah sichas kavana or not. In the Rishonim, it's a machlokes. How do we paskin? The Goyim had a machlokes. Rav HaGoyim paskin that tefillah bizman is mitzvah. When it came to tkufas Rishonim, the psak already, the consensus shifted. Tosis in the first Perek in Yuma quotes the machlokes the Rabbi Natan and his brother-in-law and Rav HaRishonim, that Rav HaRishonim held that tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. That's a shaila if you hold tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. That means there's no mitzvah at all to be tovel in the mikveh. And it says v'rochetz es besar b'mayim v'toher, means if you'll be tovel in the mikveh, you'll become tohar. Or maybe they all agree. That's a question. One Tana holds, Rabbi Shammai and Bisil, they hold tefillah bizman a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go to mikveh bizman the earliest available opportunity, even if it's a suffix the rise of luchum, even though ben kovako you're not going to become tohar because you're mesupik. You're going to need another 94 tefillahs. So there was such an opinion at Tanaim that tefillah bizman a mitzvah, even if it's a suffix and it won't lead you to anything. So maybe we paskan tefillah is a mitzvah, but it's only a mitzvah if it's going to lead you to something. You could still say that there's a mitzvah. Rashi writes not so. Rashi Masechah Shabbos writes on that sugya and daf kuf chof. When the Gemara quotes the machlokes hatanoim where the tefillah bizman a mitzvah, so Rashi says, how do you translate the words in the pasuk v'rochet says besara b'mayim? So if you hold tefillah bizman a mitzvah, you translate and you have to be tovel in the mikveh. You must be v'rochet says besara and you will become tohar. And the next Tana holds tefillah bizman a la mitzvah translates if you'll be tovel, you'll become tohar. He doesn't say that there's a mitzvah at all. That's how Rashi learns. One could argue the point. One could have said not like Rashi. Could be that other Rishonim say not like Rashi. Everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah. So here, that's what the Ran and the Chiddush Ramban have over here. With respect to the mitzvah of tefillah, if you should hold there is a mitzvah, either because tefillah bizman a mitzvah, or even if tefillah bizman a la mitzvah, could be everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah. It's just that it doesn't have to necessarily be the first available opportunity. Regarding the mitzvah, you yotze the mitzvah, maybe that depends on the machlekes, whether mitzvah sichas kavanah and sichas kavanah. We're talking, though, that tefillah is a metaher. Tefillah has the power to be metaher even if you haven't fulfilled any mitzvah. Tefillah is a tahari, even if you're not mikayim any mitzvah. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, where the tefillah is metaher only with kavanah or even b'li kavanah. Not the same as mitzvah sichas kavanah. Mitzvah sichas kavanah means kavanah lotzeis. You have to have in mind to be out to the mitzvah. But here it's a different shaila, whether when tefillah is metaher, like shchita is matir. Is shchita necessarily a mitzvah? So that was a discussion we had on the Rambam. Can you have a lachatchila deraisa? Tosfos on the first daf and the second parak learned, you're talking about a lachatchila deraisa there in chavzayinim and all. Lachatchila deraisa only makes sense if you're dealing with a mitzvah. So you talk about a mitzvah bishleimusa, a mitzvah shalo bishleimusa. And the Rambam said it's a mitzvah to shech. So the Rabbit was masik, what kind of a mitzvah? So the Kesef Mishnah said, yeah, if you're interested in eating flesh, then it's a mitzvah you should shech. So some hold that there really is a mitzvah to shech. So then you can discuss when are you in fulfillment of the mitzvah? Maybe mitzvah sichas kavana. But here in our Mishnah, Rav is not talking about fulfillment of the mitzvah. He's talking about when the shechita is matir. You have, maybe shechita is a mitzvah in addition, but leaving out the mitzvah, shechita is a matir, like tefillah and a mikveh is a metaher. So that matir and that metaher, does that need kavana? Does not kavana lotzeis.
So what's the marker of saying that, if forgetting about the mitzvah aspect, so why should we say that kavana is necessary?
See, mitzvah sichas kavana, that's based on the pasuk in Kriyat Shema, that it says, Al-Yavda b'chol lavavchem. You should, everyone agrees that l'chatchila mitzvah sichas kavana. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim, because it says, Al-Yavda b'chol lavavchem. You should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the mitzvahs with kavana. Here it's not talking about being yotze the mitzvah, just talking about the matir. Maybe the matir or the metaher, maybe the svar, the matir or the metaher only works. Berachetz kol besar b'mayim means you should have a mind to be tovel in the mikveh. You should have a mind, not for this. No one holds that you need kavana l'shem tahara. Machlekes Rav Nosson and Chachamim Eliyahu, they need kavanas chaticha simanim. that the Chachamim say you have to have Kavaras Chatichas Siman. Rav Nosson says you don't even need that. You don't even need Kavaras Chatichas Siman. That's because that's a definition of Veshachat. A Veshachat Elu or Mashach. So Veshachat means you should have Kavana to do an action to the neck, to the two Siman. That's the Pirush Amilus of the word Veshachat. And Verochat says Kol B'sor B'mayim. Verochat, according to the Chachamim, will mean you should have Kavana that his body should get wet. He doesn't have to have Kavana that they should be Metayer him. If he doesn't have Kavana to wet the body, so it's Tvila Bali Kavana is not Metayer at all.
Could you say that it's just the concept that otherwise it would be called Nisase and it's not even called the Maisa?
Okay, yeah, that's right. You have to have Kavana Sasiya, right?
Is it result oriented or action oriented? The Shachat means the result was it was Shachat.
Well, Tosis points out that neither Rav Nosson nor the Chaim, the Chachamim, wa machmer, no one says you have to have kavana l'shem shchita. The Chachamim, wa machmer, we don't pass like them. They say you need kavana shchaticha simanim. You have to know in advance that you're cutting the two simanim, the condemnation. Rav Nosson says you don't even need that kavana. So some Rishonim, that's what the Rashbon, the Torah Sabbah, has quoted the suffix of the Balei Tosis. That maybe if he has the knife on his lap and he gets up and he doesn't care where the knife falls, there wasn't even Kavanas Asiya at all, so maybe that's now lack of Kerah Gavra. It is Maisa Adam, if it'll make a Hezek, it will be Chayev. It is Maisa Adam, but maybe Kerah Gavra means something over and above Maisa Adam.
Let's talk about the case in the mikvah where the person just without Kavanah, like the Gemara has the case where the woman falls into the water unintentionally. So, but let's say if it's a summer day, do you say the fact that she was Nana, her goof is Nana, does that consider a substitute of Kavana? Just like you say, Misasek to Chalavim Varaya, she came Nana?
The Gemara talks about Yor de Lohokir. The Gemara on the bottom of Amid Beis wants to know exactly what case are we talking about. It says, Nidush, here it's seven lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Gemara talks about neither she nensa betovla, whether she's so to eat truma. There's a chumer mid the rabbanon. You have to have kavana l'shem truma. Even if the person had a person is tummy and he has in mind to be tovel in the mikveh, but he didn't have mind to eat truma. Or he had mind to eat truma, didn't have mind to eat kachim. He had mind to eat kachim, didn't have mind to be oisik and paraduma. So that's a chumer mid the rabbanon. You have to have that specific thing in mind. Even though you had kavana for tara purposes, you have to. So that's only a chumer mid the rabbanon. But the shot is, what about Labaila? Is she Muteris Labaila or not? So the Gemara talks about Nensa V'tovla. How do you translate Nensa? So Rashi says, L'kamei Meforish, what does it mean, Nensa? So the Gemara Namibe talks about Yorda L'hokir. Yorda L'hokir, the Pashtus says, she wants the water to touch the body. So the Pashtus says that should be good even according to the Chacham. I don't know, but the Gemara presents it as if it's not. Gemara presents it as if it's where is that Gemara? Idla bina kavana lezvich lachaticha bina. Where is it? Hechidami here, about six lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Gemara hechidami nidush enensa v'tovla. What happened? If you should say Nansa means the onsa chaverto the atbala, another woman took this woman to the mikveh and she pushed her into the mikveh. So Gemara says kavana the chaverto kavana mal yasehi. That's good. You don't need dafka that the person who's being tevel in the mikveh has to have kavana. Let's say I have a kli and I'm tevel a kli. The kli doesn't have kavana. The one who's being matbil a kli has kavana. So the kavana sa matbil is chal on the kli. So same over here. The Gemara says a kavana of one woman is considered kavana malyase for a different woman. Kavana malyase v'od b'truma na biyachla. If one woman is matbal another woman, this not a chareshes v'ashoyta v'asuma shenitru v'dayta. A woman is alab bazdas v'yeshlan pikhas masaknas oysan ochlis b'truma. The other person is going to be matbalam. So that's fine. So you cannot translate nidush enensa v'tovla on amen aleph. That means chaveto onsa oysa. That another woman pushed her into the mikvah. Then there is kavana. So the answer must be that it's a lack of kavana, either according to Rav Nosson or according to the Rabbanon. So that was the machlokes of Rav Nosson, and the Rabbanon is by shchita. The Gemara relates the machlokes by tefillah. Same thing. We're not talking about, that's what the Ran, the Chidush Ran, and the Chidush Rambam, we're not talking about whether you're Yotze the mitzvah of Shechita. Could be the Bechlal, there ain't no such mitzvah of Shechita, the Rabbi is Masi. We're not talking about the mitzvah of Tefillah and the Mikveh, could be that there is no mitzvah. Tefillah Bezman Allah mitzvah, Rashi said there is the mitzvah Bechlal. We're talking about the Matir. How much Kavanah do you have to have? So the Rabbanan say, you need Kavanah Schaticha Simonim. That's how the Gemara says. We have a Pasik that Misasik is possible by Shechitas Kotchim. So this shows that by Shechitas Chulam Misasik is good. So that's a Machlag Zamnas and Rabbanan, exactly what you learn out. So the Rabbanan learn out, need a Labina Kavanah Lezvicha. You don't need Kavanah Lashem Shechita, but Lchaticha Beinon. You have to have Kavanah Schaticha Simonim. Amnosin says, no, you learn out, you don't even need Kavanas Chaticha Simon. That's Machlegs Amnosin Rabbon. What do you learn out? From the Pasik, Mesasik, Bekotchim is Pasim, Mechalad the Bechulan, Labina Kavana, to what extent do you not need Kavana? So that Machlegs Amnosin Nachachamim doesn't only apply to Shechita. The Gemara says it applies also to the Tvila and the Mikvah. So that's the last two lines on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Apope, what do we mean when we stand in the beginning on the bottom of Amar Aleph, Nidush and Nensevetovim? We don't mean onso chavato. Onso chavato, the kavon of the chavato is chal on her. We're talking shenoflamin, lirab nosin shenoflamin agesher. There wasn't even any kavonas chaticha simonim at all. There was no kavana to get wet at all. She just fell off of the bridge. Her papa holds you don't need kavana by shchita at all. And by tefillah mikvah, you don't need kavana at all. Or the rabbanon, sheyorda lahakir. The Rabbanah hold you need kavanas chaticha simonim, but you don't need kavanah l'shem shchita. See, you don't need kavanah l'heter tvila, but you need kavanah l'hakir. You need kavanah l'hakir. So from the Gemara, it would appear that you don't say over here hol venena. You don't say mesasik b'chalom rais chayv shikain nehena. If you're the l'hakir, then shikain nehena said that everyone should agree that that's considered kavanah. It appears that it's a different kind of kavanah that we're talking about. Different kind of kavana. So the Gemara Amar Aleph presents it that tefila mikaradin tefila does need kavana. Mikaradin tefila and shchita don't need kavana. It's only chumris midirabbanon, and the chumris midirabbanon. Each one has to have kavana in order to eat ma'aser sheni. Also, you have to have kavana in order to eat truma. It's not even enough kavana for ma'aser sheni. You have to have kavana l'shem trum. In order to eat kachm, you have to have a higher kavana. In order to be yosik and paradum, you have to have a higher kavana. And the lower kavana is, but the lower one is not even acceptable for the higher one. So that's midirabbanim. What about lebaila? So the Gemara says mikra adin, lebaila does need kavana. And we leave it on the ikra adin derais. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? But neither lebaila, if you're talking about chumas derabbanim, neither lebaila is an isa koris. And a zar shachal truma, a tamishat, kain tamish shachal truma, is misa b'dei shamayim, and chorus is mocham and misa b'dei shamayim. That's the assumption of the Gemara. Avner Miloin points out in the beginning of Eben Ezra that the Yerushalmi seems to write fakir, that misa b'dei shamayim is mocham and chorus. But the Bavli in the end of Moed Katan, the last daf of Moed Katan, and over here the Gemara assumes that chorus is mochamer than misa b'dei shamayim. Rashi writes over here, the reason why Koris is more chomer than Misa B'dei Shamayim, because Misa B'dei Shamayim, he dies, and Koris is who v'zara nichras, aririm yihiyu. So Taisus on the first daf in Yevamah's daf, Beis and Aleph, is masig on this Rashi. Rashi has it in a few places like that. Taisus is masig, that's not true. Ariri is a different oinish. Who v'zara nichrasim is a different thing. That's not always included in Koris. Koris is on him. But somehow Koris is considered more chomer than Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara says that Koris is supposed to die officially by the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim is supposed to die by the age of 60. So you have an extra 10 years. So the Gemara asked Akasha, does it make sense to be Mate Labailo? The Tefila Labailo does not need Kavana. You leave it on the Din Deraisa, even though you're dealing with an issue of Kores. And the Tefila to permit the Kohen Tome to eat, the Kohen Tohar, to eat Truma, that's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that you're more Machmer for. Gemara says, does it make sense? Yeah. So that's the my loss of the kachim. They made a chumer midrabbanan to eat ma'aser sheni truma kachim. That's mochomer. Lebaila, they never made a milo. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, and how do you know from Mishnayis chulin laboy kavana minotema? How do you know from the Mishnayis that mikra din for the purpose of chulin, they never made a chumer and chulin does need kavana? So the Gemara says, I'm enough in a Mishnah mikvois. The water in the ocean. is Mei Mayonis. There's a Mayan and there's a mikveh. Mikveh is if you have rainwater or melted snow, so that's a mikveh, and you need a boim saw, and it has to be eshborin, it has to be a shever, a crack in the ground, it should be stagnant. If the water is flowing, it's zoichlem, so that's a psul derais. And if it's Mei Mayonis, if the water is from springs, from under the ground sources, so then it is metahir bezoichlem, that's a definition of a Mayon, and then you don't need mem saw. What exactly does it mean you don't need memsor? So that's a big machlekes and rishonim. You don't even need memsor for tfilas adam, or no, for tfilas adam you need maim shekol guf oilo hem bevasachas. Even if it's a mind, you're still going to need memsor. That's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. It means you don't need memsor for tfilas kelim. No, for tfilas kelim in HaTorah you don't need memsor either. All you need is a revius. That's a gemara in the first parak, in the end of the first parak in Pesachim. The sugi Reb Chanin is gana kelim. That minatur, if you have a needle, if you have a machat, machtem etzinorius, which are very tiny, you have a fork or a knife or something that's tummy, you want to be toivel it. So minatur, if you have a mikveh, that the needle or the fork can fit into this mikveh, all you need is a revius of water. That should be mechuba lekarka, that's sitting on the ground. And it's toivel. The need for memsor, for kelim, for tfilas kelim, is only midirabbanim. Tfilas kelim, hanikochim en anochrim. That's the last sugya maseches avodah zarah. If I buy pots and pans from a nochri, you have to be tovel the memsor. So Tosfos writes a chiddush on that gemara that memsor is men haTorah, because you learn that from the pasuk ach b'mei nida yischata ma'im shanida tavelus bem anida tavelus bem needs memsor. So Tosfos writes that chiddush, and that's quoted in Yerudeya in the beginning of the second chiluk Yerudeya, that for tfilas kelim that the kli is tame, you want to remove the tumah men haTorah, it's enough with the revius, you don't need memsor. It's only midirabbanan. The Gemara says, "And now it's a bit luhuli reviyasa." They were mevatel adin midirabbanan. They were machmer that we don't permit you to be tovel kelim tameim in a mikvah of revius and need memsor. But if you have kelim hanikchim in anochri that you want to do tefilas kelim before you're allowed to use it for eating purposes, so Tosfos claims there you need menatoyra memsor. So here the Gemara says, in the Mishnah you say to be tovel kelim that a tamei. In a Mayan, they were never machmir to require memsor. They were only bitlu l'irviyasa, they were mevatl, the din of a revius is enough for a mikveh for kelim. Min ator, it's enough for revius, min derabban, and you need memsor, that's only by mikveh. By a Mayan, they were never machmir. By a Mayan, they left it on a din derai, it's still good, even if you don't have memsor. Usually you have a blend. Usually it's not going to be all megushamim, or it's not going to be all mei mayonis. Going to be part this and part that. So the Mishnah said, depends by go basaroi. Let's say the ocean. The ocean, you have a lot, it's always raining in the ocean. There's always rain, snow, and the snow melts in the ocean. So you have a mix. A lot of the water in the ocean is from under the ground sources, from the Mei Mayonis. A lot of the water is from the rain. So the Mishnah say, it's determined by the Rav. If Rav or Notvim ala Zochlim, or Rav or Zochlim ala Notvim. Notvim means the rain, or the snow that drips down from the sky. And Zochlim is the Mei Mayonis that comes from under the ground. So whatever the rive is, that's what determines. So here it says, Galshin Nitlo Shabbat, Boim Sobhanof, Alodim, Alakelim, Tahorim. This is a Galshin Nitlo from the ocean, and it's rolling here. Sometimes you have a big wave, flies up in the air, and then it lands on the ground, and then it rolls away, and it's not going to roll back again. So it's Mam Zochlim. The Zochlim is good by Mayonis. So the assumption is that the ocean, the water in the ocean, is Rabu Notvim, is Rabu Zochlim ala Notvim. You're always going to have more water from under the ground sources than you're going to have rainwater. That's how the Gemara has a tradition in Maseches Bcharis and in the Dorim. The famous Ran in the Dorim has a long Arichas on it. The Gemara says they assume that for every drop of water that comes down from the sky, you're going to have twice as much coming from under the ground sources. So there's always going to be Robu Zochlim ala Notvim. Yeah, why do you need a bo aboim so? Why do you need a boim so? If nofal al hakelim, kelim don't even need a boim so. So why should you need a boim so? So that's a discussion in Achreinim. Maybe here you do need a boim so because it's nitlash. Because it's nitlash from the yam. That's a question. So the Gemara assumes on this Mishnah, Galsha nitlash. My love, simple pshat is odem do me the kelim. My kelim dole mechavni. I mean, I have kelim there. I have kelim that atome, and then this big wave flies, separates itself from the ocean, and rolls on the beach, and it rolls away, and it doesn't come back into the ocean. And then the bekelim that atome, he said, they become tohor. So my love, Adam dumya the kelim. The Adam wasn't mechavin, just like the kelim were not mechavin. So my love, kelim, Adam dumya the kelim. My kelim, the la mechavin farnam la boy kavana. So that's a proof in that Mishnah that tvila lechulin doesn't need kavana mikra din, and even with the rabbanon they never made a chumer. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's pshat? Maybe fakir, maybe kelim dumya the Adam. That's the top line on our base. Maybe it's fakir kelim dumya the Adam. Ma odam de bina kavana? Maybe for tefilas odam means you do need kavana. For tefilas kelim tamei, maybe also do need kavana. Av kelim become mechavan lehu odam. Maybe the odam has to have in mind, like if you have achareshes v'ashoyte v'asumu shenitru for dayt imeshlam pikchas mesaknas aysan. If someone is matbalem in the mikveh, so then you're mitar them. They're allowed to eat truma also. Ochlis b'truma. That's a mishnah. So maybe over here also means that maybe kelim really need kavana. Not that you don't need the kavana of the keli. You need someone should be matvalid. Someone should be matvalid. So the Gemara says, if that's what the Mishnah means, a mile member. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? That gal shenitla shabba boim son afal alad malakelim term. What's the chiddush? If the Mishnah tells me if I care, omid adam dumi the keli makelim dolam echavni afarim namila boi kavana. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That you don't need kavana for tefilas chulin. But if you're going to drei fakir to tell me that Kalim dumi the Adam, ma Adam he is mechaven Yosef and Mitzape. Af Kalim, you need kavana. So Adam, subshita my kamashmalon. So the Gemara says, my lememra. If that's what the ritem of Yosef and Mitzape, my lememra. What do you need the Mishnah for? Gemara says, no. The din is that if let's say I have a kli that's tamei, and I see this big wave flying from the ocean, and then it's going to land on the beach and it's going to roll into the city. So if I'm going to throw a knife, I'm going to throw a kli tamei into this. Into the big wave while it's up in the air, then that's a din deraisa, that's no good. A kippa means if you have a what do you call a kippa? An archway. So if you have a big wave that's flying in the air, it looks like an arch, goes like this. So you can only be teufel in the two Russian that are on the ground. You can't be teufel in the kippa, the top part that's ein tefila ba'avir. The din is that a mikveh or a mayan has to be mechubel karka, has to be sitting on the ground. So that's how the Mishnah says, the snan, the tanya, it's not a Mishnah, it's a braisa, matbilim b'rashim, ain't matbilim b'kippin. Shei matbilim b'avir. You cannot have tvila in the water that's in the avir. It has to be mechubel karka. The water in the avir is not mechubel karka, only the rashim are. So maybe that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That even though we're talking about a kip, we're talking about gal shenitla shebab b'imsah, so you're not geyser to say that tvila in the Russian is no good, or to tvila in the kippah, that's no good. We leave it on the din deraisa, we don't make a gzera. If you tevel in the kippah, it's no good, because ain't tvila ba'avir. And if you tevel in the Russian that are on the ground, then it will be good. So the Gemara said there's not necessarily a proof in that Mishnah Mikvois that tvila does need kavan. One can read the whole Mishnah Fakir, that you do need kavan. Or the Gemara says another suggestion, and the second line from the top, what's the Chiddush? Maile Meimer, Pshita, what is the Chiddush? So one suggestion was, maybe the Chiddush is, you don't make a Gzeira Tefila B'Rosha, not to Tefila B'Kippah. The Gemara had another suggestion, you're really being Tovel over here, B'Zeichlin. This wave is flying out from the ocean, and it's landing on the ground, and it's roaming away. So if it would have been rainwater, the din would be, Zeichlin is a Psul Deraisa. The mazel over here is that the water came from the ocean, and most of the rove of the ocean water, miut of the water in the ocean is from the rain and the melted snow, and rove of the water in the ocean is from the underground sources. So that's what the Mishnais say, that rove zochel malandot from his dina ke mayon. It's not dina ke mikveh. So the Gemara says, maybe that's mao de tema ligzim shimchar de l'shol kshamim. One might have thought that we shouldn't permit tvila Bezerchlin, even by a mayon, a gzeirot a tefila, b'charda l'shol kshamin. Charda l'shol kshamin, Rashi has two girsas, with a hey or with a ches. He says, Rav Haigoin has the girsa with a hey, hardalis, shiboy medol yol shalhar. The other girsa is that it's chardalis. It means the same thing. You have half of the teseftas. It says a lot of times hardalis, and it says a lot of times chardalis. They're both. So a charda l'shol kshamin means if you have a big body of water that's rolling down the mountainside, and the water came from the melting snows or from the rain, so that's not acceptable. Zeichlin from a mikveh is no good. It has to be kovel v'kaim, has to be stagnant. as opposed to a mayon, that it has to be dafke while it's zochlim. If you're toivel on a mayon, then it's standing still, so it doesn't have the mile of a mayon. It's considered a mikveh, but it's not considered a mayon. So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe the chiddush of this mishnah is either one or the other. Either the chiddush is that you're not goes a rosh not to keep in, or the chiddush is that you're not goes a rosh to zochlim. Because zochlim in a mikveh is not acceptable. Only zochlim on a mayon is good.
The
Viragro quotes a rivosh, yeah, that the two are connected. Yeah, but the Gemara is not talking about those two. Viragro says, what's the reason why chardala shalkshamim is no good? So Rashi says, because you need memsaw, and chardalis is rolling, so that's the halacha that natzik v'katafris ain't a chibur. A chibur is only if the water is stagnant. If the water is rolling down the mountainside, there's no chibur, so if there's no chibur, you're lacking memsaw. So a mayon does need memsaw. So that's why it's matayer, even though it's zochlin. A mayon does need memsaw. That's the machlokes of Rishonim. What about for tefilos adam? So some Rishonim hold for tefilos adam, you do need memsaw, because you need mayim shel kol gufa ela b'hem v'asachas. The simple reading of the Rashi is that he holds that even Rashi in the Vilna Gaon quotes like that from the Rivosh. The simple reading is that they're working with the shita that even for tefilos adam, a mayon doesn't need memsaw. So they say that Zechlim is always no chibur. It's rolling down the mountainside. Zechlim is ain't a chibur because not the katafris ain't a chibur. So if it's a mikveh, so you need memsaw, so you're lacking the sheer memsaw. There's no tziruf. And if it's standing still, then it's a mikveh cover the kaimu. Then you have the memsaw. Or if it's a mayon and it's Zechlim, then you don't need memsaw. So it doesn't bother me the fact that not the katafris ain't a chibur. The Hungarian Salah Chumra from the Dibre Chaim, from the Sanzarov, that Natsuk v'katavis ain't a chibur is not the way where everybody learns pshat. Natsuk v'katavis means because it's moving, because it's zochlim. He says when you have one bor on top of another bor, he says the only time it's a chibur is if the two are connected horizontally, one next to the other. But the two are connected vertically, one mikveh on top of the other mikveh. So he holds that's not zochlim, nothing is moving, everything is standing still. He holds that's called Natsuk v'katavis. The Pasha Pshat is not so. Chazanish writes, the Pasha Pshat is not like that. Shverechumre by Lubavitcher, the Machme Bedavke, to have Davke Boragabi Bor, because the Alter Rebbe writes in the Kuntra Sachren, in the end of Chelik Yerudei, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes how to make a mikvah, one easy lesson. So he says, you dig a bor, and you put a board, then you see to it that it gets filled up with water, then you have a big board of wood, then you have a little hole in the middle, then you have a mikveh, gabi mikveh. So as much as the people on top are going to be toivel on the upper mikveh, it's not going to affect the water in the bottom mikveh. Bottom mikveh is always going to have a boim saw kosher mikveh, and this is called a chibur. Between the upper mikveh and the lower mikveh is a chibur, shoin, and that's the hashoka. So the Rechaim holds that's not a valid hashoka. Bor agabi bor, he holds that's called natsa katapras. The pashtus is natsa. Pashtus is natsa. The Lubavitcher makbid for that, not that it's a hider, it's not better than bor next to a bor. It's exactly the same thing. They're makbid, ol benofik mikume derav. The Gemara has in the end of Psochim that for the Shnei Tavshilin, there's a machlokes, since the Shnei Tavshilin are echad zechel pesach, echad zechel chagiga. So one opinion in the Gemara is that it should be dafka two pieces of flesh. You shouldn't use vegetables or something else. And then the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim said, filo silka v'aroiza. Even if one of them is beets, silk, and the other one is rice, because the Gemara says, no one's choshesh Rabbi Yechem Menuri. Yechem Menuri holds that rice is from the chameshes mini dogon, and it's bole diachim. The Gemara says, nobody holds like that. You can eat rice on Pesach. That's what the Balamor makes fun of the meaning, that they don't eat kidney. He says, what's the matter? The Gemara says, you can eat rice. Leis l'chosh l'hod Rabbi Yechem Menuri. What is there to worry about? So the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim said, even though it's Zechel Pesach, Echad Zechel HaGiga, the Shnei Tavshilin, it doesn't have to be flesh, it can be silk of Arayza, there's no problem. But it would be better if it would have been flesh, Mamish, a better Zechel. So the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim was Mahadar Dafke to have silk of Arayza, Hol Benofik Ben Pumer De Rav Nachman, whoever it was there. Because since the Rebbe gave that Moshel in the Shir, he had such a Chiba for his Rebbe. The best years in his life were when he learned in the yeshiva, so he wanted to reminisce always. And Leila said he wanted to remind himself what he heard from the Rebbe, so every year he was mad to have silk of Arizal. So the Lubavitcher loved the Alter Rebbe. So they want to do exactly the mashal like the Rebbe said. The Rebbe gave a mashal how to make a mikvah. One easy lesson: you make a bar, gabi bar, and shay. He didn't mean to say that it's better, a bar, gabi bar is better than a bar next to a bar, but because that's what he wrote in his Shulchan Aruch. So that's why, out of love for the Rebbe, out of kavod our Rebbe, they want to do like that. But it's not that the mikveh in Tannisville, where I go in the summertime, used to have the shaka one next to the other. So all the Lubavitcher wouldn't go, you wouldn't use the mikveh. They would drive an hour and a half to Troy, to Albany or to Troy, to use the mikveh there, which has a bar, gabi bar. So one of them was once asking me, yeah, he understands that it's kosher, but it's probably like a Cadillac and a Ford. I said, no, they're both Cadillacs. This is a Cadillac that's sold by Lubavitch, and this is a Cadillac that's sold by a Misnagid. They're both Cadillacs. They're exactly the same. But if you love Lubavitcher, so you want to go to Troy. But that's not this. The Rebbe never meant to say there's no Hida. No one ever says a Hida. The Divrei Chaim holds that it's possible. That's a Shveres. Yesh lahachma bedoichek. The Pashtus is a Natsik v'katav is in a Chiba because it's Zeichlim. That's why it's not a Chiba. But just to have a chibur is a vertical chibur as opposed to horizontal. That's also a chibur, as long as nothing is moving. Hardalus shal shamem. A hardalus means because it's moving. That's why there's no chibur. So first, the Gemara thought that this Mishnah about the galsha nitlosh ba boim saw, the simple reading, nafal al hodem al akelim, the simple reading in the Mishnah is that that is mitar b'li kavona. My love, Adam, do me the kelim. Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it's kelim, do me the Adam. Maybe everything is Yoshev and Mitzapeh. And there is kavana. So the Gemara says, no. El chulm, l'boi kavana, minolan disnan. They quote a different Mishnah in Machshirin. That what? Talks about a person has his hands are tummy. Yadayim shnias, hands are tummy with their abonim. The rest of the body is tohar. Only the hands are tummy. So, and some peris fell into a container of water. So do the peris become huchshel lekabel tuma or not? Peris oichel lemar only mekabel tuma if they had hechsher. That's what it says in the Chumash. And the hechsher has to be chiyutan mayim azera, has to be yutan dumya deyitain, because it's written as a kri aksiv. Chiyutan is missing above. So you darshan both the kri and aksiv together, has to be yutan dumya deyitain de nichalei. And it has to be only mayim plushim a machshel lekabel tuma. Mayim mechubarim are not machshel lekabel tuma. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that if a person sticks his hands in the water in order to be matar the hands, of course the hands become tor. What if he sticks his hands in the water in order to pull out some apples? The apples fell in there. He's not really interested in being matar the hands. So the Mishnah says it doesn't matter. The hands become tor. So that's enough in a Mishnah. That's a beferish in Mishnah. That the hands become tahor, even though there was no kavan at all. The Gemara says, "Aye, there seems to be a rai natzel." The Gemara says, "There's no rai natzel." That Mishnah does blind. That's the halacha that for chulin purposes, mikar adin you don't need kavan. Mikar adin you don't need kavan for tefillah, for truma, and kachem either. The requirement for truma, kachem son, that's only a chumra midirabban. Then the Gemara talks about a new topic on the last line. On the last line, Alamin Aleph on the base. Shochat Pora, Beshochat Behema Acheres Imo. He has a long knife and he's shechting two behemoths at the same time. One of them is a Pora Duma and the other one is a Chulin. So the din is that if you Oisek in Pora Duma and you're Misasik in another Melocha simultaneously, so that passes the Pora Duma. So that's what the Gemara has. Shochat parah v'shochat beim acheres imo. The Divrei HaKoel psula. All the Tanaim will agree if he intended to shech the other behema. So the shechita is chals. All the Tanaim agree that the parah duma will be pasul because he was oisik b'melach acheres imo. What if he's only interested in shechting the parah duma? Nishchata beim acheres imo. He wasn't miskaven at all for that. He's shechting a paraduma, and he didn't even realize there was another behemoth next to it. And by shechting the paraduma with such a long knife, he accomplished a proper shechita on the other one as well. So what would be the din? So li Reb Nosson la shechita ain't tzvicha kavana at all. So according to Reb Nosson, the shechita on the chulin is good. So the paras psula and the behemoth is kshera. Paras psula because he did another, he was Isaac b'malach acheres ima. But according to the Rabbanon, the par will be kshera and the behema will be psula. Since the shchita tzvicha kavana, you don't need kavana l'shem shchita, be kavana l'shem chaticha simonim. So he didn't have it. So the pa'ula that he did on the behema was nothing. He accomplished nothing on that. So that's not called the nisasik b'malach acheres b'shas shchita sapor. So it doesn't pass all the par. He's thinking the whole time. He's thinking about the Shechita Sapor. He wasn't thinking at all. He says Chadas about the other Behema. He's not thinking at all about Shechting the other Behema. He's only interested in Shechting the Por. But the other Behema Schulen happened to be there. So then the Gemara says, if you are like Rab Nosson, that Shechita ain't Tzicha Kavana at all. So he was Oisik B'Malach Acheres. Accidentally, he was Oisik B'Malach Acheres B'Shas Maisa. But if you are like the Rabbanon, the shchita of the chulin is in the vela, so the malach acheres doesn't count. Nothing happened. So the Gemara says, pshita, what's the big chiddush? Everything more name. Nishcha, the behem acheres, or nas nitzuchla. Salkadai techamin, I would have thought that there's another halacha, v'shocha toisa, v'lo oisa v'chavato. I would have thought that there should be another halacha. Aside from the halacha that if he oisik, the malach acheres, there's a psul, there's a dim v'shocha to oisa, oisa levado. Like the Gemara talks about, hey, in the Yoni, I saw about Haforas Nadorim. You have to be made for the Neder for that specific woman. So here also, V'shochat I saw, Shironi Shech the Paradum, Avaloi, I saw V'chavatom. So Kamash Malon, that this doesn't pose a problem. Yeah. When is there a din? So when is there is a drasha, V'shochat I saw, V'chavatom. The Gemara says, yeah, when is that? Shoshochat Shtei Paras, Bahadi Adari. They need an awful lot of Eifa Parah. So they want to shech two Paraduma simultaneously. So then there's a psul. Abu Behema de Chulin, Eimaloi, Komash Malon. That what? There's another psul. There's one din, Oysa Veloy Oysa Vechavato. You can't shech two Paraduma simultaneously. But it's not, if you shech the Paraduma with the Behema Schulin, that's not a violation of oisa v'loy oisa v'chavato. That's a different. It's a different halacha. Oisik b'malach acheres b'shas ma'isa. According to Rab Nosson, that's called oisik b'malach acheres. So the shchita is chal. According to the Chachamim, the shchita is not chal on the other behema. That's not called oisik b'malach acheres. Yeah. What does the Gemara have weiter? Chotach dalas ima dibi hakol psula. Nechtuchot dalas ima dibi hakol kshir. If he had that in mind. If he had in mind, while he's shechting the para aduma, he wants to shech the para aduma, and simultaneously, it's such a long knife, he wants to cut up some vegetables. So that's called oisig b'malach acheres. What if nechtucha dalasima? So there's no machlekes hatanaim over here. It got chopped up. The vegetables got chopped up. But he wasn't intending for that. So is that called oisig b'malach acheres? If he would have accidentally shechted another animal, and it would have been a shchita kshera like Rab Nosson holds, then the Gemara says it would passel. That's called oisig b'malach acheres. But that's the Gemara says that only applies if the shchita is chal. But if it's just chopping vegetables, not. Taka, why not? How do you understand this? Yeah. So why by the behema also let it be misasik? Why is that called oisig b'malach acheres? Not sure. Shlomo Kabbal on the Mikra Esik Malach Hareish L'Rav Nosson Time Nuchsev Shochet Tois V'Lachavet Ha'ima V'Shlomo Kabbal Nami. I don't know. The Gemara is the Pesach Rashi. Now it comes to the end. The last line. So Rashi says the reason why according to Rav Nosson is no good is because Shochet Tois V'Loi Yosef V'Chavet. I thought we just said Yosef V'Chavet is only if they're both paradumas, but if the other one is a behemas chulin, it should not be a problem. I don't know. Not sure exactly how this fits in. We have to look in the Rishonim on this last Rashi before the Mishnah. How does this fit in? Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So I mentioned I'm leaving tonight to Europe. I'm going to try to give shiurim. Does anybody know how to work this? Okay, so try to find out by tomorrow. Believe that, I will try to give a shiur tomorrow at 1:05. Okay.
1:05
hour time. Your time. Okay. We'll leave that. We'll try to continue. Okay.
Anyway, we're going to be back Monday, a week from tomorrow.
Correct. Correct.